This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We have been in recess over the COVID-19 lockdown, but with easing of restrictions, it has been decided to meet for a meal and general meeting on Thursday the 25th of June at the Aussie Inn at 6:30 p.m. This is for members and their partners, but there will be a limit for the venue. Please contact Steph, VK5HSX, on 0473 145 768 to book a place. In the meantime, we still run our nets on Wednesday and Thursday nights. The 2-metre net is on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on VK5RSV, and VK5ARC Portable is net control. On Thursdays at 7:30 p.m, the 10-metre net is held on the repeater via 29.620 MHz with 100 kHz negative offset, or via the 2-metre gateway, 147.675 simplex with 141.3 tone encode. Why not join us for an interesting rag chew? That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Our club member, Tony Hutchinson, VK5ZAI, was awarded Member of the Order of Australia, an AM, in the Queen's Birthday Honours List, released June 8, 2020. The citation reads, "For significant service to amateur radio, particularly to satellite and space communications." I'm hoping we can get Tony to tell us about his involvement in the space program when we can get back together in the hall. At last Wednesday's committee meeting, we discussed helping out Paul, VK5PH, with his remote receiving site, and we passed a resolution to purchase a Kiwi SDR and other equipment needed to add another 4 receiver channels to the site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing the items needed. The Kiwi SDR is in very short supply. I was hopeful we could get back to our shack this month, but the CEO of the Girl Guides Association has put an end to that until at least the end of June. No one is allowed to enter any of the Girl Guide facilities until further notice. As we rent our shack, I cannot see any reason why we could not use that space, but as we would need to enter the main hall to use the toilets, hot water and sink, this means we cannot use our shack yet. We have 2 AHARS nets each week, one on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 with a minus 600 kHz offset, the original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m, and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday night, also starting at 8 p.m. I have received information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, but as we have between 40 and 70 people attending our general meetings on the third Thursday nights, we're still not able to go back to the hall until Level 3 restrictions come into force. The problem is not the number of people, it's the space needed for social distancing. The Council's new booking system has us booked to use the hall from September this year to November next year. They've outsourced the booking of their hall, and so far it is working well. We're still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send me an email to VK5SRP at wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And from our friends in the Barossa Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Tony, VK5FGMH, with news from the Barossa Amateur Radio Club. On Tuesday, the 2nd of June, the Barossa Amateur Radio Club held its first meeting for 3 months since the COVID-19 outbreak, with 8 members attending. Earlier this year, the club commissioned a new fusion repeater for 70 centimetres on 439.8 MHz with a 91.5 tone with the usual UHF offset. Also, just before the lockdown, the club finished commissioning an RCOM RC210 controller and Echo IRLP link, node number 6396, to the club's existing fusion repeater for 2 metres on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 tone and voice identification. Recently, Basil, VK5BK, honorary life member, celebrated his 100th birthday. Basil can still be heard on HFCW. Congratulations, Basil. On the 7th of July, the club will hold its AGM. Looking forward to all members attending. 73s, this is Tony, VK5FGMH, club president.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the Southeast Radio Group. First up this week, prominent club member Tony, VK5ZAI, has been acknowledged by the Commonwealth of Australia through the Governor-General for his sterling work over many years as a member of ARIS and his invaluable contribution to ARIS and NASA by being awarded the AM, Member of the Order of Australia, in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. The members of the Southeast Radio Group congratulate Tony on a very well-deserved award, and especially for his contribution to promoting amateur radio to the wider community. A couple of weeks back, I put out a request for video cameras. So far, we have had one donated to the cause by Rob, VK5FBRO. A very big thank you, Rob, for your generosity, which is much appreciated. As outlined in that broadcast, I informed you that we had a few cameras die on us at the last Legend of the Lakes hill climb, and we are now pretty keen to try to replace them. If you or someone you know has an old video camera sitting in the cupboard that you might be prepared to donate to a good cause, Greg, VK5ZGY, would dearly love to hear from you. Greg may be contacted by phone on 0887258454 or via email, and this is one word, gregngabby@gmail.com. I'll repeat the phone number, 0887258454, and the email gregngabi, that's Golf Romeo Echo Golf November Golf Alpha Bravo India, one word, @gmail.com. If you would like to help, please give Greg a call to discuss ways and means. Greg will modify any donated cameras to be able to run from a 12-volt source and the video out to be able to be sent either by wire or by cable to the outside broadcast hut where the operator selects which camera to use as the cars travel up the hill. We will greatly appreciate any help that you may be able to offer, as our stock of cameras is now starting to dwindle and we cannot put the video to air without them. Obviously, it is out of the question for us to buy new, more modern cameras because of the expense. Work continues on the VK3RSW repeater, and Club President Peter is getting the cabinet ready to receive the cavities, power supply, etc., and has done a fabulous layout job, making a very neat and tidy-looking setup. As soon as we are able to travel into Victoria, it will all start to come together. This project has got quite a few excited at the prospect of the extended coverage of Western Victoria and South Australia, and hopefully it will stimulate a lot more on-air activity. Well, that's your lot for this week. as always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for all the news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night we had the general meeting for June, and it was a talk about batteries by Rod, VK5ZRK, and he went through all the details about the modern batteries and how to charge them and how to look after them and what you can expect from them. So that was a very informative session, and there were quite a few questions afterwards which Rod answered very well. So thank you very much, Rod, for that excellent presentation, and certainly the PowerPoint pictures on the website certainly helped to show us what they all looked like. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 26th of June. Once again, it'll be a virtual meeting on the Houghton repeater, and it's going to be a question and answer session on antennas. So think about some of the things you want to know about antennas, and on that night come up and ask a question or two, and see if some of the gurus can be stumped or perhaps give you good answers to your problems. So that will be Friday the 26th of June for the next North East Radio Club meeting. And of course the Coffee Corona Club Net on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. is quite popular, and that's on the Houghton repeater, so come on up and join in the gang, have a chat, have a coffee, and enjoy the morning. And it's almost as good as being at the library. So you don't have to find a parking spot. So don't forget the Coffee Corona Net every Wednesdays at 10 o'clock on Houghton repeater. And the F Troop NEP, of course, is on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. We always get a good gang there, and quite a few regulars and a few new ones that come along and take part in the net. And yeah, the Link repeater's got quite a number of different access points. The newest one is the Hermitage repeater, and that's on 438 megahertz 0.050, and it's got a minus 7 megahertz offset. And of course there's the Crafers repeater, which is also on 70 centimetres. That's 439.925 with a minus 5 megahertz offset. And the Murray Bridge access is on 2 metres, which is 146.875 megahertz with the minus 600 kilohertz offset. Now the Lobethal repeater is off air at present, so you won't be able to use that one while they're refurbishing the tower and all the equipment, so that one is temporarily down. But there's another repeater down at Victor Harbour on 2 metres. That's 147.1 megahertz, and it's got a 1.6 megahertz offset. So come on up onto the F-Troop net on one of these repeaters at 5 p.m. on Friday. So you'll enjoy the company. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you're all having fun chasing DX and looking around the bands and keeping warm and keeping safe. So 73's from me, Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group next club meeting will be this coming Friday, the 19th of June, at 7:30 p.m. However, due to the COVID-19 restrictions, the meeting will be a virtual meeting conducted via Zoom. As part of the meeting, and to kick the evening off, There will be a presentation which will be streamed both on Zoom to AREG members and via YouTube to all visitors who may wish to view the presentation. This month, the presentation will be on amateur radio astronomy and will be presented by our guest speakers, Phil Locke and Bill Cowley. Cheaper electronics has created great possibilities for the amateur radio astronomy. This talk will describe a local project to receive and map the distribution of 21 centimetre signals from the neutral hydrogen in our galaxy. We briefly describe the history of 21 centimetre radio astronomy and why it's still of great interest to astronomers. We'll outline some of the challenges over the last few years in assembling a 2-metre dish with custom feed, electronics and signal processing, then show recent results from our project. These online presentations have proven to be popular and viewed by many, especially via Hayden VK7HH YouTube streaming portal. The link to Hayden's YouTube streaming portal will be published on AREG's web pages closer to the date. Further information may be found on AREG's web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.